Good morning. Before the service officially starts, we have a few announcements. First one, have you ever been wondering how you can help with the life of this church? Yes. And how you can get to know other members? You can do both by signing up for a church committee. There will be a sign-up sheet after today's service in the social hall. Only those committees still needing help are posted. This year, there's a new volunteer opportunity. This is a great opportunity to help with the kitchen cleanup after the social hour on Sunday. We will no longer be hiring a cleaning person to do this for us, so please visit the sign-up table after the service. Runners, walkers, and peddlers, join the LCUUC group at the Hope Center Run Walk on October 12th. We have a Facebook group to support and motivate those hoping to finish their first 5K or to set a new personal best time. Talk to Susan Lewis for more information.
The earth turns and the seasons change. We celebrate endings and new beginnings. And we gather here, some of us aching for a moment of peace, others revived from their summer and ready to go again. Welcome into this sacred space. May our journey forward this year be filled with laughter and learning, deepening relationships and dancing, love and transformation. Come, let us worship here together. Please take a moment this morning to introduce yourself or just say hello to the people near you.
Thank you.
Would you please stand in body or spirit and join in singing our opening hymn, number 347, Gather the Spirit.
Welcome to LCUUC, Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. My name is Kelly Cole, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are on life's journey and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service. And while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements for upcoming church activities, and we look forward to all of our visitors, friends, and members joining in. Please take a moment at this point in the service to silence all electronics. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We are pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
Some of you here today may be old enough to remember the comedian Flip Wilson. And he tells the story of the preacher who was trying to get his people to be more enthusiastic about their church. And in his sermon, the preacher said, "If this church is going to get anywhere, it has to learn to crawl." And the people said, "Let it crawl, Reverend, let it crawl." And he said, "And after it learns to crawl, it has to learn to walk." And all the people said, "Let it walk, Reverend, let it walk." And then he got really excited. And he said, "And after this church learns to walk, it has to learn to run. And if this church is going to run, it has to take money." And the people said, "You know what? Let it crawl, Reverend, let it crawl." Now, I hate to crawl, and I bet you all do too. Let's get this year off to a running start. The morning offering will now be given and received. This is the time in our service where we share our joys and our concerns so that our community can help us rejoice in them and carry their weight. We do this in two ways, by speaking them aloud and by lighting the candles. Would anyone who has a joy or a sorrow to share please raise your hand and someone will bring you a microphone?
Chris, would you please light a candle for the Bodradin family? Jenny lost her father recently, and I believe that Loie's parents are in Syria. So a candle for them, please.
Hi, this is Barb. Candle, a great joy to see all of us here together and to welcome our new minister, Amy.
Is Paul and my grandma. I have a sorrow. My grandma couldn't stay for church.
My name is Fran, and I would like you to light a candle of hope. And my hope is that everyone will take the time to let their representatives know how their stand on the issue of Syria, no matter what it is, because I do believe that citizenship in a democracy requires more than just going to the polls and voting. So, and if you're struggling with what the decision should be, that means it's all the more important to do so, regardless what your position is, to let your representatives know. Thank you.
This is Jerry. Would you please light a candle of concern and support for one of our longtime members, Ray Grosh, who's going to be having heart surgery tomorrow?
Good morning. My name's Will, and a candle of joy in welcoming my last son-in-law Matthias Durr to our family.
Hi, my name is Kaya, and I would like to light a candle of concern for my grandfather because he has Parkinson's disease.
Hi, I'm Angel. On the subject of Syria, light a candle of concern for all the human beings that are there just suffering in constant fear and displacement. It's so awful. And prayers out to them. Thanks.
I'm Al. A candle of concern for myself in my ability to truly live one of our guiding principles. Perhaps I'm not alone. With cherished ones, choosing a different truth and the struggle that may bear.
We light the last candle here today for all those joys and sorrows which we hold deeply, but which we have not named or which we cannot name.
Where gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand, the colors blend and roll as one to
some people say that life began in water, in a boiling primordial soup that no one today could survive or even recognize. Most of us know that our bodies are mostly made of water, 57% in the average human body, as a matter of fact. We come from the water. We're made of water. We need water to survive. Here in Lake Country, we are surrounded by water. Beautiful lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams where we swim and kayak, ice skate and fish, and by which we daydream and picnic and play. In the summer, nothing suits us better than a cold glass of water on a hot day, beads of condensation chilling our fingers, as we feel the liquid quenching our thirst in a way nothing else can. But it's so easy to forget how important, how valuable water can be. On the internet, there's a picture that popped up everywhere for a while, and I'm going to paraphrase its caption when I get to it, but it shows a small African boy staring at a girl in complete disbelief, and the caption reads, So you're telling me you have so much clean water that you use it in your toilet? For human beings, water is a blessing. And because it is so important, so valuable, it has come to be a metaphor for our spirit. Each of us is a stream of living water, flowing with others to form vast torrents and small rivers, gentle freshets and mighty tidal waves. Together we are the endless ocean of humanity.
In many of our Unitarian Universalist churches, we have a practice called the Water Communion. At the beginning of the new church year, people bring water from their travels, and everyone pours his or her water into the same container. Everyone's water is mixed together. And that reminds us that we are all connected to each other and to all of creation, and that all the places we visit are one place, the planet Earth. If you forgot to bring water from your home or travels with you today, we've set some aside, some samples that you can use. You know, water is a funny thing. It falls from the sky in the form of rain or snow or dew. It soaks into the ground and it runs into underground springs and into creeks, rivers, lakes, and oceans. We drink some of the water, but much of it evaporates up in the clouds, where it comes down as rain, snow, or dew again.
We have stories for you this morning, adapted from some things you may have heard before, but stories grow and change in the telling, and we hope that that happens today. And you will have a part in our tale as we tell it. At different times in the story, we will invite you by where you are seated to come forward, bring your water, and tell us who you are and where you've been this year. And then put your water in the shared, larger white basin. Are you ready to begin this journey with us here this morning?
Yes.
What kind of a response? Can I get a yes? Yes. All right.
On a moonless night, a tiny snowflake fell from a great gray cloud. It floated slowly downward with thousands of other flakes coming to rest on the jagged peak of a mountain. A wind whistled over the mountain, carrying the snowflake back up into the air. The snowflake twisted and spun, swirling into a pond on the mountainside. The snowflake melted into a droplet, but as the days grew colder, the pond froze. The sun grew warmer. As the sun grew warmer, the ice began to melt. The snowflake became a droplet of water once again. It fell through a crack in the rocky pond bottom and trickled down into the ground. Downward it sank into the blackness within the mountain. Along with millions of other droplets, it splashed into an underground stream that flowed deep into the earth.
When our church year ended and summer began, many of you floated away like that snowflake, coming to rest on mountains and cool ponds, some in caverns and some in underground streams. Will those of you in this section, the back pews, the far left, I'm going to ask you guys to stay with this section. Everybody on this side, please come forward and form a line. We're going to step over here if you have water to share. When you get to the front, we'll be holding the mic. Tell us who you are, introduce yourself, and where your water comes from, and then we'll use the large white bowl in the front to put the water in. If you didn't bring any, we have symbolic water in the smaller bowl in the back. You can just use the red cup to scoop some up. I'm going to start by adding the water from last year's water communion. Here at LCUC, every year we have gathered the shared water and added it to next year's bowl. So this is all of our journeys to this point. And if I can't put the lid off, it's going to be like Barbara, who zips it out.
California this summer.
I'm Mona, and we went to Washington, D.C. and had a great family trip, so.
And I'm Dave, and this symbolic water is going to come from our backyard.
All right, I'm Sarah, that's Alexis, and this represents the time we spent rock climbing in Devil's Lake this summer.
Hi, I'm Nicole. This is symbolic water from our house that is from Vegas, because, you know, there's no water there, so.
I'm Abby, and my parents ended up sitting in a different section than I was. So this is symbolic water from my orchestra camp I worked at this summer.
Carlin Wagner, this is water from our house, from our well, which I very much appreciate. In stark contrast to Mesa, Arizona, where I went to visit my parents, where it's really dry.
Hi, Greg, Kristen, and Adia Sandin. We had water from a river at Kakabeka Falls in Ontario.
I am Eric, and this is water from Fargo, where I reconnected with friends and went to a very touching funeral for a friend.
I'm Dan, and this is Sullivan. And this is from our house, but it represents water from Eagle River and all of the trees that Sullivan watered on the way there and back.
My name is Greg, and this is water from the rain gauge on the deck in the back of my house, which was my favorite place to hang out this summer.
Hi, I'm Linda. This represents water from our new hot water heater in our basement, the fourth one since we've been married.
I'm Gus, and my Joe likes to push me to go hiking for miles and miles and miles, so I ended up doing some hiking up on Lake Superior, and that's where this water is from.
After a long journey, the underground stream turned upward, bubbling through the ground into an icy spring. Sparkling in the sunlight, our droplet rushed into a brook. It danced around stones, spilled over a waterfall, and surged into a raging river. The droplet flowed past villages and cities, under a great gray bridge where cars and buses carried people wherever they wanted to go. Now, this bridge connected two mountains, and on each mountain lived a goat. Some days, the goat from the western mountain would cross the bridge to gaze and graze on the eastern mountain, and some days, the goat from the eastern mountain would cross over to graze on the western mountain, but one day, both goats began to cross the bridge at the same time. These goats met in the middle of the bridge, and neither wanted to give way.
"Move off!" shouted the western goat. "I'm crossing the bridge."
"Move yourself! I'm crossing here!"
As neither would retreat, and neither could move forward, they stood in anger for some time. Then at last they locked horns and began to push. They were so evenly matched in strength that they succeeded only in pushing each other off the bridge. Wet and furious, they climbed from the river and stomped off to their homes. Each could be heard to mutter, "See what his stubbornness caused." Though they fell in the same river, each was alone.
But there's another way to tell this story.
It's the same bridge connecting the same mountain, and each mountain lived a goat. Some days the goat from the western mountain would cross the bridge to graze on the eastern mountain, and some days the goat from the eastern mountain would cross the bridge and gaze on the western mountain. But one day, both goats began to cross the bridge at the same time, and these goats met in the middle of the bridge.
We have a problem here, said the western goat.
So it seems, said the eastern goat.
I don't want to back up.
Neither do I. This bridge is narrow. But perhaps...
Perhaps if we are very, very careful...
We could pass without falling, concluded the eastern goat.
Well, we can try, agreed the goats. And cautiously they squeezed past, each being careful not to overbalance the other. And so the goats passed peacefully, and each went on their way, and each could be heard to mutter, "My, what a cooperative fellow he is!"
Since its founding, LCUUC has had its disagreements, and everyone does. But over and over again, a people of this church have learned to work together to move forward, leaping in faith from mountain peak to mountain peak, and always finding ways to cross the narrow bridges together. Will those in this section please come forward? Easing cautiously down the aisle, of course. Tell us where you've been from this summer, or where your water's from and where you've been this summer, and place it in the basin.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and this is water from the kitchen faucet in our new house in Wauwatosa, where we've been 2.5 weeks.
I'm Sue, and this is from the South Shore of Nova Scotia, where we hung out on the northwest cove of St. Margaret's Bay and had gorgeous views.
I'm Eric. This is from the Bay of Fundy, from the same trip.
Hi, I'm Jenna. This is water from the water bubbler at Verona, where I finished my first week as a first-year teacher.
Yay!
I'm Angel, and this is from my backyard where I wish I could spend more time.
I'm Donna, this is Jeff, and this is water from the Kickapoo River.
Hi, I'm Laura, and this represents water from the Bahamas, where I did a craniosacral class with the dolphins.
I'm Mary, and this is water from my bike, and that's where I spent my summer.
I'm Patty, and this is symbolic water from the tap in my new home.
Hi, I'm Janica, and I have two waters. One is from one of my favorite places in this area. It's right outside of Eagle, and it's called Paradise Springs. This is fake water with added dirt. And then here's some water from Pukasaw National Forest up in the northern edge of Lake Superior in Ontario.
So a shiny metal pump sucked the droplet through a maze of zigzagging pipes into an irrigation system of a nearby farm. It spun through a long rubber hose, swished into a spinning sprinkler, and squirted up into the air. The droplet flew in a great arc, landing, at last, on the leaf of a cabbage plant.
And this was no ordinary drop of water. This drop was named Higgins, and he had a dream. Higgins knew that the valley around him had not had rain in a very long time. So all the beautiful green grass was turning brown, the gorgeous flowers were wilting, and the trees were starting to droop. And Higgins had a dream that one day the valley would be a beautiful place again. But what could he do? He was only a drop of water.
One day, Higgins decided to travel and tell others about his dream. All the other drops listened very politely, but no one believed that his dream would come true. Higgins decided that he had to do something to make his dream come true. So he began to think and think and think. And one day, as he was walking by a rusty old bucket, he got an idea.
If enough of us drops gather together in this bucket, Higgins thought, there will be enough water to sprinkle on the flowers to help at least some of them grow and be beautiful again.
Eagerly, Higgins told everyone of his great idea, but everyone thought that he was being foolish. Higgins decided he had to do something to convince the others he was right. So he said to them,
I don't know about you, but I'm getting in the bucket. I hope some of you will join me. Then at least there may be enough water to help some of the flowers grow.
So Higgins ran as hard as he could, hopped way up in the air, and landed with a kerplunk in the bottom of the bucket. There he sat, just a drop in the bucket. For a long time, Higgins was very lonely. It seemed like no one else was going to join him. But after a while, some of the other drops could see that the grass was dying and the flowers were wilting and the trees were drooping. They all agreed that something must be done.
And suddenly one drop shouted, I'm going in the bucket with Higgins. And he leaped through the air and landed, kerplunk, in the bucket. Then two other drops yelled, wait, wait for us. And they hopped through the air and landed in the bucket. And then 10 drops, and then 30, and then 50. And then hundreds of drops came from all around just to hop in that bucket. And soon the bucket was completely full of water.
Along came a powerful breeze that blew the bucket over, and everywhere the water flowed, the grass turned green again, and the flowers bloomed, and the trees stood tall and straight once more. All this happened because Higgins had a dream, and his dream came true. Because he knew that although he was just a drop in the bucket, enough drops in the bucket would make a bucketful.
Here at LCUUC, we are drops in a bucket. We work together on numerous causes and in numerous ways. One of the dreams we've had was to help end hunger in our area. And one of the ways that we have worked on this over the past few years was by collecting for the local food banks and distributing every month. And I'm using this moment in the service to let you know we're going to be doing something just a little different. This year, we'll be collecting every week during the service. When I have the children come forward for the children's story, I will be asking them to bring up any non-perishable food items that you want to donate to the food banks. We're still only going to be going once a month, but each week you can bring yourself, if you don't have a child, please select one and ask them if they wouldn't mind helping you out by bringing your stuff forward during the story. And grown-ups are welcome to come forward and sit and listen to the stories too. Each month we'll take everything we've collected in the last 4 or 5 weeks and contribute them to the rotating group of local food pantries. Now, we won't be doing this today, but looking forward, we're going to continue the wonderful work we've started in this particular bucket.
Back in the valley with Higgins, in the chill of a morning, a heavy blanket of fog rolled over the farm. He slowly evaporated and floated up into the thick grayness. Soon the rising sun began to bake the air as the fog rose high into the sky and became a cloud.
Perhaps some of you felt the chill this summer of the morning air of the mountains, or you watched fog roll in over a glorious countryside, or maybe you sat in the sunshine and just watched the clouds roll by overhead. Will this section please come forward, this whole middle section? Tell us where you've been this summer and your name and where the water comes you brought, and place your water in the basin. If you didn't bring any water, you're welcome to use the symbolic water. Come on down.
I'm Mary, and I haven't gone on vacation yet. It's next week. But I spent most of my time in my garden, and we have a creek running behind our house, which is called Silver Creek in Watertown, so this is water from Silver Creek.
Hi, I'm Megan Sasek. Our water was actually collected in yesterday's storm, but I'll let Zeke tell you some of the fun places we went this summer. Zeke tried out a lot of new bodies of water, including the Pacific Ocean, and enjoyed that.
Hi, I'm Michelle. This is Paul and Madeline, and our water represents our third trip to Carlin Lake, way up in near Presque Isle, Wisconsin. We love the pristine, unspoiled waters there.
Hi, I'm Tom, and this water is from the Hensley Settlement, which is an isolated community on the top of an Appalachian ridge, and it's inaccessible by road, but I backpacked through there, and I did spend the night, so I brought back some spring water, and I carried it a few miles.
Hi, I'm Mark, and this is from Grass Lake at Neshota Park, one of my spiritual places.
My name is Danica, and this is from our always entertaining chicken coop.
Hi, I'm Justin, and this water is representative of Door County, where I made a number of camping trips this summer.
I'm Sam, and this water is from Travis City, Michigan.
And I'm Joanne, and my water will be, well, kind of from Sleeping Bear Dune State Park, which doesn't really have like a lot of water, but you're overlooking the beautiful Lake Michigan.
This is Symbolic Water from Lake Superior, and I returned to beloved Isle Royale National Park for the first time in 6 years. I'd been a musician in residence there in 1997. So. Gorgeous.
We're Paul and Barbara, and this water is from Adrian, Michigan.
I also thought we should put some symbolic water for Madison here because of the numerous trips it took us to go between our house and Madison to move our daughter into her apartment, and the fact that Paul's worked there for 20 years now, so we moved to Madison a lot.
I'm Ray, and this water represents water from Moose Lake, where I was ever so fortunate to live for over 20 years, and I finally sold that property just recently.
Linda and I collected this water last Christmas Day in Botswana in the Okavango Delta, where we have a rich experience of the interconnected web of life, and where our mitochondria probably got their start. All of us.
Hi, I'm John. This water represents water from Cass Lake, Minnesota, where we've been having our annual family reunion since 1964.
Hi, my name is Claire, and I recently moved home this summer, and this water represents the spigot that my cat will only drink from.
Hi, I'm Kirsten, and this water comes from my friend's swimming pool, where I spent countless hours of pool volleyball.
Hi, I'm Ben, and this water was given to us by one of the members as a greetings. And also, this water comes from Lake Michigan, because I was stuck on a sailboat yesterday, and the thunderstorm as it rolled in.
I'm Howard. My son took his old man to the Kennebago River in Maine to fly fish for brook trout this summer.
My name is Robin, and this little cup represents all the cups in the world, this size, and all the little drops of water all over the world, and I'm guaranteeing that it's going to spread around the world in the next 100 years, and I won't see them anymore.
Uh,
I'm Jean, and my water represent is from my bird bath. I refreshed it each day this summer to the delight of the backyard birds.
My name is Carol, and this water is from Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore.
I'm Fran, and this water is from Lake Nagawicca, where I've spent countless joyous hours paddling and swimming this summer.
I'm Teresa, and this is Corinne, and this water is from a kayaking trip that we did in Door County on Lake Arapah.
I'm Blake. This water is salted water from the Atlantic Ocean at Pawleys Island, where we vacation every summer.
I'm Peggy, and this water is from the baptism from my boys this summer.
Yeah, you can do it.
Janie, and I shared the water I brought today with a new member. It was from my rain barrel, but I'd like to give symbolic water to two streams that are very close to my heart, the McCann and the White, beautiful trout streams that I've had many hours of wonderful time fly fishing on.
My name is Mary, and this water comes from my tap in my kitchen in Pewaukee, and it's kind of connected to Janie because I'm just down the street from her, so we all are connected.
My name is Susan, and this water represents some water from Lavin Peak where most of my dirty laundry is hanging.
Hi, my name is Kaz, and this water represents the most purest water I have ever tasted from Santa Maria Duval, Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, where the man that captured my heart and soul lives.
Tough act to follow. I'm Yvonne Mike. And this would be water from the Danube River during their 500-year flood.
I'm Alexis, and this is my dad. And this water is representative of the Rhine, which flows between Switzerland and Germany.
Hi, I'm Mary, and this water is symbolic of Horicon Marsh, where the Rock River, a place I love to go because there are millions of birds, which I enjoy watching, but it's where the Rock River stops long enough to nourish millions of life forms.
Hi, I'm Meredith. This water represents our house water, which contains lots and lots of tannins, so our granddaughter accuses us of not flushing the toilets.
Hi, I'm Al. It has been said, without water, no life. May I suggest, and I have hours of documentation, should you want to contest it, that without beer, no civilization. This is spring water, whoops, and perhaps a bit of yeast. used to craft this year's themes of Blazing Saddles beers, the Lilies von Stupt, it's two, the Gabby's Authentic Gibberish, the No Stinkin' Badges, and the familiar to you all, Not Shirley's Evil Bunny Ale, number 15. Some is now in a carboy crafting, yet to be named, the Scottish Ale, which I hope you'll join me in enjoying at Sandon's. UU Homebrewers, oi!
So that cloud joined a mass of darkening storm clouds. Lightning flashed, thunder rumbled, and a torrent of raindrops dived toward the earth. The drop rocketed downward and splashed into the clear waters of a reservoir. It was sucked through a series of filters that removed all the dirt particles until only pure water remained.
The waters we bring today are a small part of the amazing flow of life. Your water, the water we share in our bowl, the water we carry in our bodies, has been here since the beginning. It flowed in the Ganges and the Mississippi, the Dead Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. It flowed through your grandparents, my parents, an infant Tyrannosaurus Rex, Jesus and Muhammad, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr. Each drop a part of the endless sea of humanity, the vast web of all life and the living earth. Let us pause for just a moment of silent prayer, thought, or meditation to appreciate the wonder of the living waters which flow in our church today. Please stand as you are willing and able, and join me in singing hymn number 145, As Tranquil Streams.
That reservoir, the droplets swished through a long metal pipe. It was pumped into a smaller pipe and then into an even smaller pipe, where it suddenly stopped and started and stopped and started again in herky-jerky motions. In her bathroom, a young girl twisted the faucet, and the droplet poured out into a bathroom sink. The girl dipped her hands into the water and lifted the droplet to her cheek. A second later, it was falling, 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 splashing, swishing, spinning through the drain into another dark pipe.
Perhaps this summer you worked or played at home. Maybe you brought water from your bathroom or kitchen sink. Will those of you in this final section please come forward and tell us where you've been? Give us your name and add your water to the basin.
Hi, I'm Kaya, and this is water from Fuller Lake, the beautiful lake that my mom and I live on.
Hi, I'm Christine, and this is water from the Oconomowoc Community Garden hose that allowed me to successfully grow tomatoes that I canned yesterday for the very first time.
Good morning. My name's Will, and this is Miles and Kelly. We have water from our rain gauge, and it represents not only the joy that we live in a community where water is not an issue, but it also supports us as we glide across it.
I'm Jerry, and this summer we drove all the way to the California coast. On the way out, we drove through Yosemite before the fire. On the way back, Yellowstone after the fire, and I brought no water, symbolic of how dry it is west of the Rockies. Their fires will continue to be in the news.
You didn't mention all of the places we went. We saw the Yellowstone River, we saw the Yosemite Falls, Yellowstone Falls, the Atlantic Ocean, and where else was it? Pacific Ocean. Belfouche Reservoir, where we went to see a elderly 94-year-old relative of Jerry's, and she had never seen the reservoir that high, she said. And so it was water, but we could see it was drying. The countryside was really drying out west. But this is symbolic.
I'm Carrie, and I really wanted to get water from this sacred river, but I forgot, so I'll have to use symbolic water. But I was along the Ganges River. My daughter lived in Varanasi last year, and they call it the Ganga, actually. So this is symbolic water from the Ganga.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and this is water from my deep well. Cold water that I drink, hot water that I bathe in, and also some water from Okachi Lake where I swim.
This is symbolic water from the rain at Devil's Tower State Park. And no, I did not see any aliens.
I was going to ask.
This water represents the river where we panned for gold in South Dakota.
The Atkinson family took a wonderful trip to South Dakota, and one of my favorite spots was Sylvan Lake and Custer State Park.
Hi, I'm Paul, and this is my wife, Christina, and this is symbolic water from a family trip that we took to Sandusky, Ohio, where we went to Cedar Point Amusement Park and Kelly's Island.
My name's Ginger, and this is symbolic
toilet water. Ben is potty trained.
Hi, I'm Lisa. This water is from Chautauqua, Wisconsin, and it represents decades of friendships.
Hi, I'm Layla. Mine represents the water that's desperately needed. It's Sequoia in Yosemite, where I spent about 10 days this summer.
Hi, I'm John, and this is the water that I was drinking when my wife and I saw on the ultrasound this summer that come December we will be having a little girl.
We're Betsy and Mike, and this is symbolic of all the beautiful bodies of water in the Rocky Mountain National Park.
Hi, I'm Anna, and this water is symbolic of the Atlantic Ocean, where we spent family time.
Hi, I'm Barb. This is water from my body. I seem to have been given a mysterious gift of tears. I cry for myself, I cry for the world, and I cry for guidance in how to use this mysterious gift.
Hi, we're Scott, Jade, Kai, and Chris. This is symbolic water for waters all over Colorado that we covered this summer, where we connected up with some of my extended family in the Denver area, traveled a lot of miles around to Telluride, where we were at a conference of people with various disabilities who were not going to let that disability stop them from enjoying life. It was a wonderful experience.
Hi, I'm Megan, and my son Leroy wanted to share some water from our home. So.
I am Diane. I am a robot. I have a crank neck. But I will take some symbolic water to represent Okachi Lake, where I've lived since 1988. I don't want to leave there. So next year, if I make it past the Somalia pirates in December, I'm going to bring water from every beautiful river, lake, stream, tributary in India and Africa. It's going to be so cool.
Hi, I'm Mark. Last weekend, I had the opportunity to go back to my hometown, Flint, Michigan, because we lost a good friend from high school. A little reunion for him. But I chose to take the ferry. And for those of you who went to Michigan this summer, if you take the ferry, you really appreciate how vast Lake Michigan is and the Great Lakes that are really around us. So I urge you to do it sometime.
After a long, dark journey, the droplets poured into the ocean. It flowed past fields of waving seagrasses, over corals of many colors, and into the mouth of a great striped fish. Passing through the fish's body, the droplet returned to the sea. Rising up to the ocean's surface, the droplet was pulled steadily toward the shore on the crest of a mighty wave. It bubbled into foam, crashed onto a sandy beach of a tropical island. In the sunlight of a winter's morning, the droplet evaporated. It rose into the air, entering a great gray cloud. A whistling wind pushed the cloud across the sea, past cities and towns, beyond an icy spring, and over a raging river. It drifted past a waterfall and a frozen pond. On a moonless night, a tiny snowflake fell from the cloud. It floated slowly downward with thousands of other flakes, coming to rest on the jagged peak of a mountain.
And while the drop of water rests as a snowflake, its cycle completed for the moment, I wonder if you'll help me tell the story of all water. Most of our planet is covered by oceans. Can you imagine what an ocean sounds like? Now, you can't hear it, but all of the time, every day, the sun shines on the ocean and water evaporates, rising into the air to become clouds. And if we listen carefully, very carefully, what sound do you think you would hear as the water breathes up into the clouds? Eventually, the clouds fill up and the water comes down again as rain. So I want everyone to help me. We're going to help with this part. Imagine standing on a mountaintop, and very gently it begins to drizzle. A little drizzle. And then to rain. And then to pour. And then a full-scale thunderstorm! And stop!
Let's do it again.
You guys ready? All right, first we're going to drizzle. Then we're going to start to rain. And harder. And a thunderstorm! And stop! The water that falls in the mountains from these little downhill trickles, the little trickles gather into babbling brooks and streams. The streams continue on a downhill course, joining in rushing rivers. The rivers become broader and slower, and all water returns to the sea. And like the water returning to the sea, each of you has returned to LCUUC. You have mingled the water of your journeys, creating a common pool of members and friends and visitors. Be blessed as you pool and flow onward this year, together.
We extinguish the flame, and we know that the light of truth and love and warmth of this community go with us until we meet again. Please join us in our closing hymn, number 1007. There's a river flowing in my soul. And please remain standing at the end of the hymn for the benediction. Thank you.
are only drops of water existing as whole for a moment. Alone we would disappear, dried by the sun or absorbed by the earth. But together we wear out stones. We carve out grand canyons. We make streams and rivers that wash obstacles into the great seas. Let us become such a mighty stream. Peace, and may it be so.